United Tomatoes Podcast, our Philippines, United Tomatoes, Smash and Sahoy's affiliates, you may know, Bigel Don Sue.
Hello and welcome to Toy of the Week. It's Friday, November 7th, and I am here, I being Adam Paulus, to tell you about an exciting new thing that's not that new, but it's pretty exciting. I just recently got my Star Wars Hoth Recon Battle Pack from Hasbro. If you don't know what this is, it's a multi-pack of action figures focusing on The Empire Strikes Back. The figures are based on existing molds, but with new paint, which may sound either really exciting or really, really boring. If you're a collector, I can tell you this is pretty exciting because Hasbro repainted two brand new droids in this set. Actually, technically three, which is really more than most gift sets give you. In the Hoth Recon Patrol Battle Pack, you get Han Solo and Chewbacca, an Imperial Probe Droid, R5-M2, and K-3PO. Now, why do you care? That's a fine question. Let's go over these figures. K-3PO is based on the C-3PO from a couple years ago that came with the Endor throne, so he has jointed knees, and you can pop his arms off. So it's a figure basically designed to sit, which is important, because a lot of figures aren't. He has a white body, red dots on his torso, a little bit of silver highlighting. The one weird thing is his eyes have a black eyeliner between the yellow and the white, making him look a little bit like Alice Cooper. It's still a fine figure, and arguably the best of the K-3PO's. There have been two. But I could still see people hanging on to their old ones, just in case they didn't like the eyeliner part. R5-M2 is based on R5-D4 and any other figure based on that sculpt. He has a black dome, a white body, and dark blue and light gray highlights. Well, kind of grayish, dark grayish blue, I guess, all over his body. The coloring isn't too distinctive, but you might recognize this droid from Echo Base on Hoth in The Empire Strikes Back. It's not as obscure as some of the other astromechs they've done, but it is unique and exclusive and very different from all of the ones Hasbro has made so far. So if you collect droids, those two figures alone are the reason you're going to want to buy this set. A little less exciting are Han Solo and Chewbacca. Chewbacca takes an existing Chewbacca body, adds some snowy highlights to it, and that's really it. It is the, like, fourth Hoth-specific Chewbacca so far in the modern line. There was one in 99, there was one in 03, there was one with the tins in 06, and now we have one in 08. So Hasbro really likes adding snow-flocking Chewbacca. It's basically the vintage body with a different head, and he's got his bowcaster, he's super articulated. If you don't have any of the super tall, super articulated Chewbacca figures, you owe it to yourself to get one, and this is as good as any. So if you already have a few of those, you pretty much know what to expect. Han Solo is based on the Walmart-exclusive Droid Factory Han Solo mold, the key difference being that his goggles are now glued in place. He is in his Hoth outfit, he does have his hood up, and it is the vintage body, but it's the brown-colored coat with some extra snow, kind of a lavenderish paint on top of it. He has a working holster, probably the best paint job of any Han Solo yet, unless you prefer blue. And he looks great. The goggles are snugly in place. They're not out of line. Every piece of paint seems to be where it should be. And, yeah, I'm very easily impressed. All the points of articulation work well. And he seems perfectly designed for any diorama you might create. You can even see his eyes through the goggles, which is a nice touch. They didn't cheap out there. Due to the fact that he's got a long coat, he really can't sit very easily, so don't expect him to. What else is there to say about this figure? He still has the indentions on his hat that you could put the goggles up there if you could remove them, but you can't, so don't worry about it. If you have the Droid Factory one, you know you can remove them there and put them up there, which I think is better to give the fan the option, but I guess this way you're less likely to lose it. Finally, the set is rounded out by an Imperial Probe Droid or Probot. It is based on the 1997 Deluxe mold, which Hasbro's been using a couple of times over the years. It's now painted to look like it did in the movie, so there's no bright neon orange missile. I think it's an improvement. There's a lot of big black eyes. It's now painted more of a reflective-y silver color. He's got lots of snow, lots of dirt and scrapings, a firing rocket. You can push one button to blast his head off. He has five articulated arms, an articulated cannon, and there's another switch to... No, that's pretty much it. He's got a firing cannon, a firing head. Oh, and you can push up on the bottom of his head and... his head raises, and there's a huge double-barrel gun underneath. It's kind of neat. It's an unnecessary feature as far as movie accuracy goes, but for kids who are going to play with it, it's nice. It's worth noting that none of these spring-loaded special features in the Probot are mentioned on the box or in any instruction manuals, so basically it's a surprise for you to discover, or a top secret, I guess. Hasbro just elected not to spring the nickel and let you know that this toy is actually fairly nice in terms of special features. Oh well, I'm not quite sure why, but anyway, the box set comes in a horizontal window box with a snowscape background with some large mountains. If you like package diorama sets, this is a good one. If you like figures to open for your collection, this is a necessary one. Because for about $25, you get two really cool droids, a new Probot, which you really want to switch the old one out in your dioramas for this new one, and Han and Chewie are absolutely worth owning. It's the Hoth Recon Patrol. You can order it today from Entertainment Earth. Don't forget, if you order from Entertainment Earth right now, we're offering a free shipping offer. Please consult our website for details. There's a graphic on the top of the page that should tell you where to go. Or you can look in our Frequently Asked Questions page. I don't know if it's in stock when you read this, because for all I know, it's 2012. But check our website for availability on the awesome Hoth Recon Patrol Battle Pack. As a collector, I recommend it. But you got to remember, I buy all the droids because I have to or I will die. So as a droid fan, you have to get this. As a Star Wars collector, you should probably get this. As some guy who doesn't care about this stuff, you already know what you're doing. Anyway, that's it for this week. Don't forget, you can follow me, Adam Paulus, at Adam... You can email me, Adam Paulus, at adam.paulus@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/entearth. And either of those places, if you can send me a message, I can give you answers to any questions you may have about upcoming releases that I can finagle, or I'll take your suggestions for upcoming shows. So tune in next week on Toy of the Week.